If you're stuck in the loop of trying to be supermom, let's talk about why this doesn't work and what you actually need to do to take back control of your time and how you want to live your life. If you're not familiar with the term supermom, it's a myth that refers to the societal expectations or belief that mothers should be able to effortlessly and flawlessly manage all aspects of their lives. So this includes parenting, household chores, work, career, relationships, and the personal well-being. So we're supposed to do all of that, smiling, looking great, having a blast. The supermom myth perpetuates this idea that a good or successful mom is one who can excel in all of these areas at the same time while maintaining a picture-perfect image of motherhood. This myth suggests that moms should be able to handle everything with ease and that we're never supposed to show signs of stress, frustration, exhaustion, any of that. So it creates this unrealistic standard and it puts so much pressure on moms to meet these expectations, often leading to us feeling guilty, inadequate, and then eventually we burn out because we're trying to do all of this stuff, thinking that the other moms are doing all of this stuff, when really we're all just struggling and we're struggling in silence because we think that we are failing when in fact we're probably doing really well. We just don't know it because society has placed this unrealistic expectation on us that we think we're supposed to live up to. So in today's episode, we are going to be diving into the consequences of trying to be supermom. I'm going to be sharing with you why this is a complete myth, why it's completely unrealistic and ineffective. And then I'm also going to be sharing with you the new way to embrace motherhood. So stick around for all of that. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness. Trying to live up to this myth of being supermom can make so many moms feel like they have to sacrifice their own well-being, their goals, their aspirations, their personal interests, in order to fulfill this idealized image that's not even real. So in reality, being a mom is multifaceted and it's a very challenging role. So let's just embrace that. Like, being a mom can be very hard some days. Like, all days aren't roses and rainbows, right? Like, some days are really hard and no one can perfectly fulfill all of these expectations all of the time. So this myth of being a supermom fails to acknowledge the individuality of moms, so our unique circumstances and our unique needs that help us maintain our sanity. There was a national survey done with more than 2,000 moms, and more than 33% of them feel stressed or overwhelmed by their responsibilities as a mom at least 5 days a week, so most days of the week. More than 70% of the moms surveyed admit to holding back their feelings and not telling their partner or family when they're stressed, so they're suffering alone. And then another 61% of the moms surveyed feel like they have no one to turn to or to confide in for help, because it's kind of a scary place where, you know, you feel like you're struggling, but then if you tell someone you're struggling, like, what are the consequences of that? Like, we don't want to feel judged, like we weren't cut out to be a mom, or like, you know, everyone is handling this and somehow they're handling it and we're not, so now we are inadequate, right? So it's really that gray area where you want help, but then it's like, what happens if I do ask for help? And that's why I included a community, a Facebook community with the Productive Moms Toolkit, because I want to provide moms with that safe space so that we can confide in each other and we can turn to each other and get that support to know that we aren't alone and that, you know, there are other moms struggling along with us and that we're all here to support each other and we're going to continue to fight together. And I really struggled whenever my daughter was around 1 year old. I had this unrealistic expectation of all of these things that I was supposed to do. Like, I was a new mom, and I was supposed to be handling, you know, all the mothering, the parenting, and I was a wife and all the chores, and I had a business to run. So, you know, in relationships, like I had friendships still that I was trying to keep up with and trying to text them back or make phone calls to them. And it was just all too much. And eventually it weared on my mental health to the point where I finally broke down and had to tell my husband, like, I need help. Like, I am drowning right now. And there was this comedian, and he said, you know, like, parenting is like you're drowning and someone throws you a baby. And that's literally what I felt like. Like, I was drowning. I was going down, and they're like, hey, here's a baby. Have fun. Bye. And like, I was struggling like really hard. But, you know, so many of us just struggle in silence and we don't confide in anyone. And eventually I worked up the courage to tell my husband, and I told my mom, and I told my OBGYN, like, I told everyone that would listen, like, hey, I'm struggling, I need help. And so many of us don't do that, or we do that and we're not heard. So that's why it's so important for us to take back our control over our own lives and start advocating for ourselves and speaking up for ourselves. So that's why I want to really just crush this myth of the supermom method, so that you can really lean into what it is that you want to do with your life and the way that you want to live your life, instead of just going off of what we think we should be doing or what we see other people doing, and then we're comparing ourselves, and then we feel bad about the progress that we've made in our life, like it's not enough. So we're going to go through a process today called the Mother Method, and this is going to help you start setting your realistic expectations for your life, so you can start living however you want to live and just live on your own terms and take back control over your time and take back control over your life. Whenever you use the Mother Method to take back control over your time, you are going to reduce your stress and pressure, because you're going to be setting realistic expectations. So you don't have that immense stress and pressure associated with trying to live up to these unrealistic standards. So you're giving yourself permission to focus on what truly matters to you, and then you're able to let go of these unnecessary burdens. Another reason the Mother Method is so effective is because it increases your emotional well-being. Whenever you set realistic expectations, this allows you to have a healthier emotional state. So you have more acceptance for yourself, you have more peace of mind, you're no longer constantly striving for this unattainable level of being this like perfect mom. Like, you are happier because you're able to let that stuff go. You're able to let go of the guilt. Like, you are just living life on your terms. So it just will make you an overall happier person, which reflects, you know, when you change from the inside, it starts reflecting onto the outside. So it'll improve your relationship. So like, your marriage will improve. Your relationship with your kids will improve. If you have a business, you'll notice that you're doing more things in your business that you want to do. So your business will start improving. That's another benefit of using the Mother Method, to have more realistic expectations of how you want to spend your time. And then, of course, there's, you know, the improved physical health. So you're going to start focusing more on yourself. You'll have more self-fulfillment. So you'll start embracing your own aspirations and interests outside of motherhood, so you can nurture your identity and figure out who you are and what you like to do and who you want to become. The Mother Method is an acronym. So the M stands for map out your priorities. The O stands for organize your time. And then you move into the T, which is time constraints and boundaries. Then the H is have realistic expectations. The E is to embrace flexibility and adaptability. And then the R is to reflect and reassess. So that's what the Mother Method stands for. And it is a simple framework that you can follow to escape the perfection trap and to make you a happier mother, wife, partner, person in general. So let's start with the M, and this is to map out your priorities. So I want you to get the notes app on your phone, or grab some pencil and paper, your iPad and your Apple Pencil, whatever it is. Take some time to identify and clarify your priorities. Consider what truly matters to you and what you want to focus on in your daily life. So this could include self-care things, personal goals, quality time that you want to spend with friends or family. Whatever it is, your priorities, what are super important to you, write those down so that you know where you're trying to go. Because so many of us, we're just driving through life with no destination. That's like going to the airport and they're like, okay, where are you going today? And you're like, I don't know. Where's the next flight going? Right? Like we wouldn't do that. So we need to know where we're going in life because so many of us have no idea. We're just at the airport with no destination. We have our bags. We didn't know what to pack. We just packed some stuff and we're just at the airport waiting on the next flight to take us to Randomville. So we need you to know what to pack in life. We need you to know where you're going. And the only person that can decide that is you. So take a second and map out your priorities. When you listen to episode 58, I go through a process that will help you map out your priorities so you can prioritize how you want to spend your time. Let's move to the O of the mother method, and this is to organize your time. So now I want you to evaluate how you currently spend your time. So many of us have no idea how we spend our time. We just look at the clock and it's 2 p.m. and we have no idea what we've done. We have no idea what we need to do. We just know that there's a lot that needs to get done. So take the time. You have to slow down to speed up. So this means sometimes you have to just reel it in, stop moving so fast and slow down and see how you are spending your time in order to speed up in the long run. So you'll know exactly what you're doing and what your days look like. So map out how you spend your time, how you typically spend your time for the next few days, and just track what activities you've been doing so you can identify any patterns or area where you're either wasting your time completely or just mismanaging your time. For the longest time, I would try to work out in the evenings when I was exhausted because I just thought people worked out in the evening. I don't know. So I thought I needed to work out in the evening, but I didn't have any energy left to work out in the evening. And so that would be an example of me mismanaging my time because instead of doing it in the morning like I do now, like right when I get up in the morning, I go outside and I walk around our cul-de-sac. I usually do like a mile to a mile and a half. So I do that right when I wake up in the morning because that's when I have the most energy. So see how you're spending your time. When do you have the most energy? And front load those tasks. Like put most of your tasks during when you have most of your energy. Like that makes sense, right? But for some reason, I wasn't doing that. So just see how you're spending your time and how you can rearrange things in your day so that they flow easier. And then whenever you're tired, most of your stuff is already done or you know that it'll get done when you have a lot of energy and you're able to rest without guilt during your low energy times. All right, so let's move on to the T in the mother method, and that stands for time constraints and boundaries. With this stage, this is where you recognize the limitations and the time constraints that you have as a mom. Our time is very dependent upon our children and our family, like our partner, whoever else. Like our time is dependent upon them as well. So it's not just always about what we want to do. Like we have to be considerate of them as well. So we have to take into account our family schedules, any childcare responsibilities, or any other commitments that we have. And we have to understand that these constraints will help us create a time management plan that aligns with the reality that we want to create. So we do have to manage our time and energy around our family because, you know, my daughter, like she'll have dance or gymnastics or her appointments, doctor's appointments, like anything like that. Like I can't just be like, oh, not taking you today. This is my time to watch Netflix, right? So I have to be considerate of her too. So we definitely have to make sure that we are taking into account those commitments that we have, commitments and responsibilities to our family. And if you have anything like to your friends, work, things like that, make sure you are planning those in a time that works for you as well. So it's not just all about them. It needs to work for you as well. And then make sure we're practicing saying no. So learning to say no to tasks or commitments that don't align with our priorities or that just overwhelm our schedule. Like if my daughter is in way too many activities and it's getting overwhelming and I feel like I'm like running around all day and I don't have time to like cook or keep the house clean and it's like affecting my mental well-being, then she's going to have to drop some of those activities because my mental health matters too. So I would understand, you know, like you love doing this. So we're going to have to compromise. Like instead of doing 3 activities this week, we're going to have to like reel it in and do like 2. So we're all compromising and making sure that we're all supporting each other in the process of protecting all of our mental health and well-being. The H in the mother method is to have realistic expectations. So this is whenever you are going to use your micro habits to develop weekly and daily routines. In episode 62, I talk all about micro habits, what they are, the benefits of them, how to get started with them. All of that is in episode 62. But with the micro habits, they are basically just so simple that it's hard to not do them. Like, it's hard to fail. So an example I like to use with starting a micro habit to keep your kitchen clean would just be to make sure that you're going around the house and making sure the dishes are in the sink. So whenever you do have time to wash them or to put them in the dishwasher, all of the dishes are already in the sink for you. So going around the house, gathering the dirty dishes and putting them in the sink, that is a super simple micro habit that feels easy enough to do. So you'll actually get up and do it. It doesn't take a lot of self-convincing to do that. So they just help you be realistic about the time required for various activities. And then I want you to also make sure that you're including buffer time for those unexpected interruptions or delays, like traffic delays, or if your kids come and interrupt you while you're working. Just make sure that you have enough buffer in between your time and in between tasks that your day isn't completely thrown off by those types of interruptions. Make sure you're using tools like calendar. So I like to use my Google Calendar for like time-based things. I don't use it for time blocking or anything like that. And you can see my entire calendar process inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit. I walk you through how I use Google Calendar, how I color coded. All of that is in there. So make sure you join the waitlist for the Productive Moms Toolkit. But I use Google Calendar for my planning stuff, like time-based stuff. And then I use different types of apps, which is also in the Productive Moms Toolkit. So you can just see how I organize and visualize my daily routines and our weekly routines, how I keep everyone on track. Just make sure you have realistic expectations with that and you're not overloading your schedule. And then the E in the mother method is to embrace flexibility. So we definitely have to recognize that life as a mom is completely unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen from minute to minute. And so our plans may need to be adjusted, and that's okay. Like, that doesn't mean that you've failed if you have to reschedule things, or if, you know, you had your day mapped out how you wanted to go and it's not going like that. That doesn't mean anything about you. You don't have to make that mean anything negative. That's just part of life. So making sure that we're being flexible and the approach that we're using to how we manage our energy and manage our time, and, you know, giving yourself grace and embrace that understanding that some days may not go as planned and that that's okay. So just make sure you're flexible with that and that you're not making it mean anything bad about you, like, oh, I can't stay consistent, or, oh, my kids are crazy, and, you know, or whatever you make it mean. Like, it doesn't have to mean anything bad if your day doesn't go as planned. So just give yourself grace. And then the R in the mother method is to reflect and reassess. And I see this very, very common mistake where people will plan out their day, it doesn't go as planned, and then they just think that they have a problem with consistency, or they don't have self-discipline, or they can't stick to a schedule. They don't know how to plan their day. And it doesn't mean any of that. So sometimes, like, we're in different seasons of life where sometimes, like, our routines are going to change and we're going to need to just, like, kind of go with the flow and reevaluate things. Like, things that were working last month may not work this month, and that's okay. Definitely take time to assess your strategies that you are using and make sure that they're still effective for you in whatever season of life you're in. So reflect on what's working well and what can be improved, and then just make those necessary adjustments to ensure that you are managing your time and managing your energy effectively so you can remain realistic and aligned with your needs, because they're evolving. Like, the same person you were right now isn't the person you were 5 years ago or 5 months ago. So make sure that you're evolving your how you're spending your time and how you're allotting your energy to match with the season of life that you're in. So just understand that how you are spending your time is an ongoing process that requires nurturing, adjusting, and adapting. So don't think that you failed because you made a plan and it's not working. It's not always going to work, and that's okay. So just make it okay that planning your day and how you manage your time and how you manage your energy is an ongoing, evolving process. And if you need help with this process, definitely get on the wait list for the Productive Moms Toolkit. Doors will be opening with this week or the upcoming week, so very, very soon. And I hope to see you in our student-only private community. So I'll see you on the next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.